bangers and mash.
Minestrone,
bangers and mash.
Macaroni,
give us a bash at the bangers and mash. Me mother used to make. Bangers and mash,
minestrone,
bangers and mash,
macaroni,
give us a bash at the bangers and mash, me mother used to make.
I'll get it. Hello, bangers and mash, Jimmy speaking. Oh, when? Okay, we'll see you soon then. Thank you, bye-bye now.
Oh, God.
What's wrong?
That was health and safety.
Oh, what did they say?
They're coming round.
When?
Today.
Today?
What time?
Anytime. Anytime from now.
Is there any chance we'll meet the regulations?
None at all. Oh. That'll be the door.
It will.
How are we supposed to make 2,500 in 6 weeks if they close us down?
Do we have to let them in?
Well, of course we have to let them in.
Why?
Because they're health and safety.
So?
So we have to let them in.
It might not be them.
You're right.
I'll get the door. It wasn't the health inspector.
Who was it?
An order.
For what?
3 ham and mushroom pies and an egg custard.
Martina?
Yeah?
Have you seen the other blade for the grating machine? The one for the cabin?
It should be on the shelf.
It's not.
Jimmy.
Carol.
Do you know where Kingsley would have kept the year-end figures?
I don't think Kingsley kept year-end figures.
Of course he didn't. It was a stupid question.
It wasn't a stupid question. It was just optimistic.
And we have to stay optimistic, otherwise we die.
Well, that's a bit extreme, Juan Jose.
It's true.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
Health and safety are coming for a visit.
What, now?
Maybe now, maybe later.
What are we missing?
The fridge.
We have a fridge.
Well, we need two.
What else?
I don't know.
Haven't we got a copy of the regulations?
I don't think Kingsley kept a copy of the regulations.
Shall I get the door?
I think we should pretend we're not in.
We can't pretend we're not in. I'll get the door.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi.
I'm the health inspector.
I'm Carol.
How do you do?
I suppose you want to come in.
Actually, no.
No?
Not right this minute.
Are you all right?
Not really.
What's wrong?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
I don't usually throw up on the job.
Maybe you should come back another day.
I'll be all right in a minute.
Stay there. I'll get you some water.
Thank God. It wasn't the health inspector.
It was the health inspector.
Oh, what?
Where is he?
He's sitting on the doorstep.
Why?
He's just been sick.
Sick?
Throw up. I'll try and keep him outside as long as possible.
I'll go and have a look for the regulations.
We'll try and make the kitchen look really clean. Here.
Thanks.
How are you feeling?
Better.
Good.
I don't know what came over me.
You wipe down all the cupboard doors and I'll do the floor.
What about the sandwiches?
No, forget about the sandwiches for now. We've probably got 5 minutes before he's feeling better. Oh. I'm going to do this end of the kitchen first. Okay, so don't come over here till I've dried off.
Okay.
What's he doing?
Looking for one of those blue cloths.
Oh, they're under the sink.
Oh. Are you busy tonight?
Tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Oh. What are you doing?
When?
Tonight.
I'm going to 8 o'clock mass. When Jose?
What?
Get some Jif or Ajax or whatever. Washing up liquid's no good for that.
Oh, okay. But, after mass, are you busy?
No.
So, would you like to go tango dancing again?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Can you chuck me a tea towel?
Catch.
Thanks.
Why don't you want to come?
Oh, you really need to find someone else to practice with.
But I thought you had a great time.
I did. I had a really great time.
So what's the matter?
You said you weren't a brilliant dancer.
I'm not a brilliant dancer.
Yes, you are.
Look, I admit I'm pretty good, but I'm not a brilliant dancer.
I'm still a beginner. Can you go down that end while I'm up the other half of the floor?
But you were great. You were so great.
Oh, I might be great for a beginner, but you need someone who really knows the tango inside out. Someone who can put a bit of passion into it instead of tripping over.
I think I'm ready to get to work.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Because you shouldn't rush things.
I think I'll be fine.
Maybe we should just sit here a while longer.
To be honest, I'm getting a bit cold.
Oh.
Okay, the floor's done.
Martina, I really think you could dance the tango no problem. If we practice.
Yes, but what about you?
What about me?
Well, it's like tennis, isn't it?
Is it?
If you play against someone who's worse than you, you never get any better yourself.
Hi, it's us.
Hi, could come in.
Hi. This is the health inspector.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And, this is the kitchen.
Where's the bathroom?
Follow me. It's up the stairs, I'm afraid.
Come on, Jose.
What?
Is there a bucket anywhere?
Yes. Here.
Thanks.
Where's the health inspector?
We put him in Kingsley's room. How are you getting on?
I can't find the blade for the cabbage, so I'm using the one for the carrots, and we're about half an hour behind on the sandwiches, and I don't know what's happening with Jimmy's pans.
Oh, the pans will be fine like that for a couple of hours. And we can catch up on the sandwiches. Pass me that knife.
Oh, here.
Thanks. About the tango dancing, Juan Jose.
Yes?
I think I know someone who might be able to help.
What do you mean?
Well, my friend Shirley's a really good dancer, really talented. She might be free to help you practice.
Oh, right.
I'll give her a ring tonight.
I don't want you to go to any trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble.
I'm really sorry I'm ill.
It's not your fault.
It's quite embarrassing.
Please don't worry about it.
Was I sick on the carpet?
No.
I was.
Only a bit.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
Stop apologising. How are you feeling now?
Fine. I'm fine, really. You don't have to stay up here with me.
I don't mind.
I don't want to stop you getting on with things.
I can do the books just as easily up here.
The thing is, Martina...
What?
I don't want to go tango dancing with Shirley.
She's very nice.
I'm sure she's lovely. It's not that.
Then what is it?
I want to go tango dancing with you.
Why?
Because I want to go tango dancing with you.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
I can't find the regulations.
Maybe that's because they're not there.
Where's the health inspector?
Kingsley's room.
How is he?
Not great.
Well, that's good.
He's brilliant.
And hopefully he'll get worse.
I get it.
Did he get a look at the kitchen?
Very quickly. I don't think he registered much.
Right.
Hello, Bangers and Mash. Can't really speak.
Oh, he's going to close us down. He's going to close us down just like that. And then where will we be? Where the hell will I get 2.5 grand to pay off Kingsley's mates?
He's not going to close us down, Jimmy.
Isn't he?
We'll fix things.
We don't even know what we need to fix.
We know we need a fridge.
And we know we can't afford a fridge.
No, but maybe we can afford a deposit. With the bridge club lunch, as well as the board lunch tomorrow, as well as the telephone orders we've been getting.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, that was Sylvia.
Who's Sylvia?
She's the secretary for the Ladies' Bridge Club. She cancelled tomorrow's lunch. Oh,
what?
I know.
Why?
She said she wasn't obliged to give an explanation.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I'll go and have a quick look for the regulations.
It's awful being ill and not being at home. You just want to be in your own bed, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
I was really sick once, on a school trip to Stranraer. All the other kids went home and I had to stay on an extra 3 days.
Where do you stay?
No, it was a kind of exchange thing with a Stranraer school, so we all stayed with families.
What were your family like?
I couldn't understand anything the dad said, and he was 6'5", so I was terrified of him. He kept telling me these jokes when I still felt really ill and I'd be trying to laugh.
Oh, that sounds awful.
It was. Do you think you're going to be sick again or do you feel like it's all over now?
It's hard to say.
Right.
I feel all right as long as I don't actually move.
Well, if you want me to get you anything, you just ask, okay?
I will. Thanks.
Do you want us to telephone anyone?
You could telephone the office, let them know what's going on.
Right.
They'll have a right laugh about this.
The health inspector's really good-looking.
Is he?
I hate it when men are really, really handsome.
That's because you're really, really ugly.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Have we got anything like that Pepto-Bismol stuff that you drink to stop you feeling sick?
Do
you know the stuff I mean?
Yeah, it's this really horrible pink liquid that smells of disinfectant.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, have a look in the cupboard in the bathroom. Otherwise, one of us can run and get you some.
All right, okay.
How long do you think we can keep him in bed?
Well, at least the morning, maybe longer.
I found the regulations.
Where were they?
Stuffed inside Kingsley's trainers, along with half of the Manchester Evening News.
God, he's an idiot.
You were right about the fridge. And we can't keep the washing machine in the kitchen.
Well, that's easy enough.
We also need another sink. And we need a device to keep the cat out.
Is that it?
That's the essential stuff.
Well, we need a week.
We've got a day.
I could get us a sink.
Whose bedroom is this?
Someone called Kingsley. He's the boss, but he's away at the moment.
He's got weird taste in wallpaper.
I don't think he's decorated since 1976.
Did you ring the office?
Yeah.
Did they laugh?
Yeah.
Who did you speak to?
I don't know.
Did he have a Scottish accent?
Yeah.
That's Billy.
Well, he said to tell you that you owe him £10.
Oh, that's because I lost the bet.
What was the bet?
Oh, it was a bit silly.
Oh, do you not want to tell me?
Oh, I don't mind telling you.
Go on, then.
We've got this corridor at work that connects the health and safety department with a canteen, and it's exactly 110 metres long.
Right.
Well, you see, Billy bet me £10 that I couldn't do the 110-metre hurdles down this corridor in 12 seconds or under. And also, I wasn't allowed to get caught by the boss.
And you got caught by the boss?
No. I only did it in 12.1.
Oh, how come you can run so fast?
I used to compete.
But you don't anymore.
I'm getting too old.
You're still doing the 100-metre hurdles in 12.1.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd quit while I was ahead.
Where do you think Juan Jose went to get that sink?
I don't know.
He's been gone nearly 4 hours.
We had the deliveries to do as well.
The deliveries don't take an hour.
I'm sure he'll be back in a minute.
Is that sauce boiling?
No.
You mustn't let it boil.
I'm not going to let it boil.
Can you pass me that other screwdriver? Thanks. What time is it now?
3:30.
Do you think we'll get all the orders done by 5?
Oh, we've still got about 20 desserts and 30-odd pies.
I'm nearly done with this, and I'll give you a hand. Right. If you were a cat, do you think this would stop you getting into the kitchen?
No.
Oh, I thought it would be easier than this.
I thought what would be easier than this?
Preventing a cat from getting into a kitchen.
When are we going to get round to the board lunch?
Oh, I don't know.
How are you feeling?
Like I'm on a boat.
Can I get you anything?
Can you just chat with me for a bit?
Just chat with you?
Yeah.
What about?
Anything. Anything you want.
Well, my youngest son, Liam, he got his leg caught in a tricycle chain on Saturday. That was a bit of a saga.
A tricycle chain?
Yeah. We had to call the fire brigade in the end because the chain was cutting into his leg and I couldn't get him out.
Right.
It's quite embarrassing because they brought about 6 firemen for a one-man job. He's very accident-prone, is Liam.
How old is he?
7.
And how old are the others?
Kirsty's 11 and Daniel's 13.
Right.
Daniel's been suspended twice this year. He didn't used to be any bother, but these days he's never out of trouble.
And what about Kirsty?
Well, of course, Daniel can't stand Kirsty because Kirsty's an angel who wants to be a rocket scientist.
Right.
I think it's all because I got divorced.
That Kirsty wants to be a rocket scientist?
That Daniel's never out of trouble.
When did you get divorced?
Just over a year ago.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I know, but I'm still sorry.
So how long have you been a health inspector?
Oh, 5 years.
Is it what you always wanted to do?
No.
Right.
It's not one of those jobs, is it?
What do you mean?
People dream about being a rocket scientist or a footballer or a nurse, but they don't dream of being a health inspector. It's not that it's a bad job, just that it's not on the list.
So how come you got into it?
I was working for Environmental Health as a clerk. They started me sending me to college on day release. My mum and dad were pleased I was getting into something steady. My dad especially, because he was worried I'd become a drug addict.
Why?
It was just his obsession.
Oh, right.
He can't help it. He looks at his range of potential disasters, chooses one of them, and then worries about it for the next 25 years. I think it's a kind of insurance policy, you know. If you worry about something long enough, it won't happen sort of philosophy. My sister was going to marry a man with a motorbike, I was going to be a drug addict, and my brother was going to be a politician who gets assassinated.
But it worked out all right.
Yeah, he saved us all.
Do you still feel like you're on a boat?
Yeah.
Do you think you might be sick again? Right this second?
In about 3 minutes or so.
Do you want me to go?
Please.
The bowl's there.
Yeah.
I'll try and find you a toothbrush.
I wish Kingsley would ring.
I know.
It's been a long time now.
I know.
I'm thinking about ringing the police, you know. Mm. Well, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah, you should definitely ring them.
But do you think they'll bother with a man who disappeared of his own accord? Well,
they'll have to.
Why do they have to?
Because you reported it.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does.
So, do you think they'll look?
I think they'll look.
And what if they don't find him?
Then we'll look for him.
Who's we?
Me and you.
Spit into the glass when you finish brushing.
This is a nightmare.
I know.
I'm really sorry.
It's not your fault.
I feel like I owe you.
You don't owe me anything.
The next time you're sick, you're going to ring me, all right? And I'm going to come round and clean the carpet and dispose of all the vomit.
All right.
I mean it.
So do I. Give us the glass.
Thanks.
I don't know your name.
My name?
I'm Carol.
You said?
Did I?
This morning when we were sitting on the doorstep.
Oh, right.
My name's Harbigen.
Harbigen?
Yeah.
So, when did you decide to become a nun?
When I was 22.
Were your mum and dad dead proud of you?
No, they were appalled.
Why?
Well, they don't believe in God.
Honestly?
Honestly.
I thought you'd come from, like, this really religious family.
Not at all.
So, what happened when you told them?
They didn't speak to me for 6 months.
And what about now?
Well, my mum can't come and see me at the convent without crying so much that I can't understand what she's saying. And my dad just goes on about, what will I do when I turn 30 and I go off the idea of being a nun? Because it'll be really difficult to get a career together at that age and I'll never get a decent pension. And he says it all really loud.
Blimey.
It's a bit of a trauma when they visit.
Sounds like it. Have you told them about this?
About Bangers and Mash?
Yeah.
No. My dad'll just think it confirms all his suspicions. And I'm not going to try and explain that I'm looking for signs from God. Because they think I'm balmy already.
Hello. Where have you been?
The Lake District.
The Lake District?
What's that?
What does it look like?
I don't know. It's too filthy.
It's a sink.
Put it down.
There. See?
Yeah, I see now.
Where did you get it from?
From a field.
In the Lake District?
See, me and my wife went walking there before we decided to get a divorce. And I remember we seen a sink in this field. I went back this afternoon and it was still there. Which was lucky, really. What are you doing now?
Pastry. We've run out of pastry.
Oh, is that for your board lunch?
No, I'm still on the orders.
When are we going to start on the board lunch?
I've no idea.
Oh, so what should I do?
Washing up. We haven't got one clean spoon or anything.
Thank God the women from the Bridge Club cancel.
I'll get it. Oh. Hello, Bangers and Mash. Jimmy speaking.
So, are we going to go tango dancing tonight?
I don't know.
Oh, listen, Martina.
What?
We're just practicing the tango. It's no big deal.
It isn't?
No. I just liked practicing with you because I like you. And I never met Shirley.
Okay.
Okay, what?
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for explaining the situation. Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Who was that?
Margaret.
Who's Margaret?
The treasurer of the Ladies Bridge Club.
What was she ringing for?
To ask us if we can be there at 12:30 tomorrow instead of 1.
Oh, what? But that woman, Sylvia, cancelled us this morning.
I know.
So what's going on?
It seems that Sylvia cancelled the lunch as an act of revenge.
What?
Well, it was quite embarrassing, actually, because Margaret insisted on giving me the whole story.
And what is the whole story?
She said that Sylvia's got it into her head that Margaret's sleeping with Sylvia's husband.
And is she?
Margaret said she isn't.
And do you believe her?
Oh, she sounded sincere.
Oh, it's easy to sound sincere.
How are we supposed to prepare food for 2 separate bookings all in one day when the day's nearly over?
I think I can get it done if I work through the night.
Oh, you can't work through the whole night, Jimmy.
Why not?
Because that means we have to work through the whole night too.
No, it doesn't.
Well, we can't leave you on your own to make about 1 million sausages and pies.
No, we have to forget about the tango dancing.
What tango dancing?
Me and Martina were going to go tango dancing tonight.
Were you?
Maybe.
We've been once before, and it was great.
Yeah, you should come with us next time, Jimmy.
Oh, I can't dance.
Neither can I.
Oh, that'll be the doctor.
I'll get it.
I can't believe you actually went tango dancing with Martina.
Why?
Juan Jose.
What?
She's a nun.
I know she's a nun.
Well,
we're only doing the tango, Jimmy. We're not having sex.
What did the doctor say, Carol?
He's got food poisoning.
He hasn't.
From alphabet spaghetti.
Didn't know you could get food poisoning from alphabet spaghetti.
He's left it in the fridge for about 10 days.
No.
He's asleep now. He'll definitely have to stay here for the night.
Right.
He lives on his own, so there's no one to call. I don't know what happens about the inspection. I think we're probably safe for another couple of weeks after this. I think that's about it.
Are you off now?
Yeah, I've got to go and pick the kids up now.
Thanks very much, Carol.
Okay, I'll see you all tomorrow.
See you, Carol.
See you, Carol. Oh, I'm exhausted.
It's only 11:30.
I know, but I'm exhausted. And you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Can you wash up that mixing bowl next? Because I need it in a minute.
We should be doing the tango right now.
It's a good job we're not if you're exhausted.
Oh, no, it's pies that are making me exhausted. I'd be all right if I was doing the tango with a beautiful nun.
You just said that for effect.
What are you talking about?
I'd be all right if I was doing the tango with a beautiful nun. You're a poet.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You say things for their poetic effect.
That's not true at all.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's a bit true, but it doesn't mean I'm just saying all these poetic lines just for the hell of it.
Oh, I know. I know.
What happened to Juan Jose?
Oh, he went to have a 5-minute break and he fell asleep.
How are you doing?
Okay.
I think you should call it a day.
Oh, I'm fine.
You look knackered.
And you look fresh as a daisy.
Who the hell's ringing at 3:30 in the morning? Hello? Hello? Hello, who is it, please? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
What happened?
No one spoke.
That's weird.
Do you think it was Kingsley?
Could have been, couldn't it?
Well, why didn't he speak?
I don't know.
I can't believe he didn't speak to me.
Well, try dialing 1471.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What are they saying?
We do not have the caller's number.
Well, what does that mean?
Could mean anything. Could be a mobile, could be abroad. Or maybe the caller didn't want us to have the number.
So that's no help.
Martina, do you think we're doing the right thing?
What do you mean?
Setting up Bangers and Mash.
Oh, yes, I do.
Good.
Do you not?
No, I do. I do, but sometimes I think maybe he's not coming back. Because he knows we're not doing his Viennese pastries anymore and...
And what?
This sounds stupid.
What does?
I worry that he can't come back while we're doing Bangers and Mash.
Right.
I sound mad.
Oh, you don't sound mad.
Sorry, Martina.
We could go back to Viennese pastries for a day and see if he showed up.
I don't want to go back to Viennese pastries. I never want to go back to doing Viennese pastries.
time is it?
Half six.
What? Why didn't you wake me up?
Because I didn't want to wake you up.
Oh, how much is there left to do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It was nearly done when you fell asleep.
No, it wasn't.
Do you want a brew?
Yeah, that'll be gorgeous. I had that dream again, you know, about driving the double-decker bus through the sea.
Really?
Do you think it could be a sign?
A sign from God, sort of a sign?
Yeah.
Have you got any idea what it might mean?
Well, I've got a theory.
What is it?
It's a bit embarrassing.
Why?
I don't know, is it? No, I do.
What?
I don't want you to think that I think I'm Flash Gordon.
Right. So, are you going to tell me the theory or not?
You want to hear it?
Of course I want to hear it.
Okay. There are 73 seats on a double-decker bus, right?
Right.
So, maybe I'm meant to save 73 lives.
Right.
That's it.
Well, that's the theory?
Yeah. What's wrong?
Well, I thought it was going to be something more complex.
Don't you think saving 73 lives is going to be quite complex?
What is the time?
25 to 7.
25 to 7?
Here, have a cup of tea, Juan Jose.
Look.
What?
It's getting light outside.
Be time to start the sandwiches in a minute.
Can you pass me a mayonnaise?
Here.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Carol.
Morning, Carol.
I think I've found a way we can make $2,500 in 6 weeks.
What?
I think we can. I think it'll work. I've broken everything down on paper and it should be fairly easy to follow on photocopies.
What? We have to read all this?
Yes.
It's quite long.
It's 3 pages.
Well, that's quite long, I think.
Basically, the gist of what's written down there is that we work for almost nothing for the next 4 weeks in exchange for co-op status, and we all survive on bangers and mash pies.
That'll be all right by me.
Of course, it only works in theory.
Why?
Because Kingsley owns the company, so he has to agree to it, and I don't know how likely that is.
If he doesn't agree to it, I'll break his neck.
Oh, well. That'll solve all our problems.
Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash. Me mother used to make.
In Bangers and Mash, Martina was played by Catherine Harvey, Jimmy by Gerard McDermott, Juan Jose by Roger May, Carol by Jane Whittenshaw, and the Health Inspector by Anthony Zaki. Bangers and Mash was written by Katie Himms and directed by Catherine Horn.
Bangers and mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash me mother used to make.